Grace be unto you and peace. Christmas peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that a beautiful slide upon the screen? The Word became flesh. The title of our message tonight is, We Interrupt This Christmas. The text is John 1:14, which reads, And the Word, which means Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now I'm curious, in your worship folder, do you have a sermon outline? Okay, mine didn't have it, so I didn't want to refer to it if you didn't have one. So I welcome you to follow the sermon outline as we consider our theme, We Interrupt This Christmas. There was a little boy who had a big speaking part in his children's Christmas program at church. And he worked very hard to memorize his part, but in case he got stuck, he had written parts of the Bible passages on pieces of paper and pinned them all over his clothing so he could look down in case he needed help. And he started off with great gusto, remembering his line as he proclaimed from the prophet Isaiah, To us a son is born, to us a child is given, and his name shall be called. And just at that moment, a cell phone went off in the congregation. And it interrupted his train of thought. And he started again. And his name shall be called. But he was so interrupted by that phone ringing, he couldn't get his mind back on track. And so he began to look for a clue until he looked into the waist of his pants and found what he thought was the help that he needed. And with all confidence, he turned to the congregation and he said, And his name shall be called Fruit of the Loom. Interruptions. Interruptions can make life tough. Interruptions can be one of life's great frustrations. Everything seems to be moving along according to plan in your life, and then the unexpected happens. But you know as well as I do, interruptions are inevitable. They're part of life. And we who hold fast the truth of Holy Scripture shouldn't be surprised, because our God is a God of interruptions. The word interrupt actually comes from two Latin words, intero, which means into, and rupere, which means break. To interrupt means to break into. And that's what God likes to do, don't you know? God likes to break into our lives in unexpected ways. I look there at all your faces, and I see you all have many things in common. We are people with full schedules. We like to think that our security is in our plans, our routines, our calendars, and the control we think we have. Over the circumstances of our lives. So we develop, don't we? Neatly planned, tightly wrapped, well-ordered lives, and think our security is in these things. And then come the interruptions. Because God is a God of interruptions. Christmas is all about interruptions. God breaking into our lives. God breaking into our world, doing something new, doing something wonderful. Think about Mary. Mary was a young woman, a virgin, a teenager engaged to be married, when suddenly God the Father makes her pregnant with God the Son by the power of God the Holy Spirit. Now that's an interruption. Think about Joseph. Joseph was a righteous man, treating his fiancée with respect and integrity, awaiting their wedding, when suddenly an angel of the Lord appears to him and says that Mary is pregnant and God did it. Now for Joseph, that was an interruption. Think about the shepherds. They were following their routine. They were men working the midnight shift. When an angel told them to go to Bethlehem and find a newborn king in a feed trough. Now that's an interruption. Think about the wise men. They were studying the stars, an organized and well-ordered occupation. When God said, get those baby gifts wrapped, saddle up those camels, follow that star, and get to Bethlehem. Now that is an interruption. Christmas is all about interruptions. Many of us are familiar with the Christmas story as recorded in Luke chapter 2, the gospel I just read for you. The shepherds, the angels, the manger, and all the like. Yet, did you know there's another Christmas story? It's found in John chapter 1. It's less familiar to most people. Some people have called it the Reader's Digest condensed version of the Christmas story. It's just a couple of verses. I'm going to read it for you right now. Now, as I read it, please note, the gospel writer John uses a nickname, a title for Jesus. He calls Jesus the Word. So when I read the Word, you think Jesus. Here goes. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that's been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. The word flesh, as it appears in this passage, in the Latin language is carne, which really means raw meat. When you go to a store to buy a can of chili, you can buy chili only, that's beans, or you can buy chili con carne, beans with meat. We get the word incarnation from carne. When we say we believe in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, as we profess in the creed, He was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, we're confessing that Jesus became meat, became flesh and blood, a real human being. And here St. John tells us that Jesus, the eternal Word of God, God Almighty, became a human being, born in a lowly stable, laid in a feeding trough. That's what a manger was. And He came into this sinful world. Why did He come into this sinful world? He came into this sinful world for sinners like you. And thank God for sinners like me. Now that is an interruption. God breaking into our world so that He could be broken upon a cross to break down the wall of sin that separates us from a holy God, so that He could break into our hearts this Christmas Eve with His love, with His forgiveness, with His eternity. Why'd you come here tonight? I hope you came here to have your life interrupted as God breaks into your heart to give you His Christmas gifts of the forgiveness of sins, of the promise of His love, and eternity with Him in heaven. Christmas is all about interruptions because God is a God of interruptions. And here are at least three concrete actions the interruptions of Christmas call each of us to tonight. Note your sermon outline with you, will you? Go to Roman numeral 3 and look at the bold print sentences there. Three concrete actions the interruptions of Christmas call us all to tonight. Number one, first of all, the interruptions of Christmas call us all. The interruptions of Christmas call you to acknowledge your need for God to break into your life. Now, go ahead and admit it, won't you? Come clean. Admit it. You like to develop your plans, your schedules, your imaginary control over circumstances around you. And you think that your security, you think that your well-being, even your salvation rests in this control. If you doubt this, just consider what it's probably been like for you these last couple of weeks leading up to Christmas. You can probably relate to the story of the little girl whose mother was busy getting ready for Christmas, cooking, cleaning, wrapping presents, preparing everything. And Mama was getting very stressed and very irritable. And I'm sure it was true in that house, as it's true in my house and in your houses. If Mama ain't happy, no one's happy. So in this house, Mommy getting irritable and stressed, her little daughter was very excited about everything that was going on around her, and she was misbehaving, as little girls do. Finally, the mother, though, lost her temper. Sent the girl to her room, shouting, "You stay in that room, and don't you come out, and quit being such a pest." After a while, the mother regretted her words and went to the door of her daughter's room and cracked it open and saw her little girl praying her own version of the Lord's Prayer. And the little girl prayed this prayer: "And forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us." That's a prayer you may need to pray right now. God, forgive me for missing the real meaning of Christmas. Forgive me for thinking the meaning of Christmas is found in all the outward trappings and traditions. Help me to see the real meaning of Christmas is found in you breaking into the world in Jesus Christ, and then breaking into my life and into my heart to do something brand new. Oh Lord, interrupt me. Break into my heart in a brand new way this Christmas Eve. Well, the interruptions of Christmas call you to, one, acknowledge your need for God to break into your life. But number two, the interruptions of Christmas call you to ask Jesus Christ to break in. To ask Him to break in. And to break in right now. Parents and grandparents, I've been waiting for this part of the sermon for a couple of weeks. I have a great line I want you to say to your children or grandchildren if they begin to complain they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas. Just sit them down, look them right in the eye and say, "Well, it isn't your birthday. It's Jesus' birthday." But for the rest of us, remember this. It isn't your life. You are not, I am not the Lord of our lives. Jesus is. As the Holy Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Here's the quiz for the night. With what price have you been bought? Look here. Because this little babe of Bethlehem's manger grew to be the Savior who gave His life for you. You are not your own. You were bought with the price of His own precious blood and life. This Christmas, I encourage you to invite Jesus Christ to break into your life and do what He wants to do with you and for you and through you. Now, here's a one-sentence prayer that you can pray every day of your life. That you can pray every day in this new year ahead. Here's the sentence prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to break into my life in a new way today. Now, I'm going to have you pray that phrase by phrase after me. So just follow me. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to break into my life in a new way today. And now here's the third and final concrete action that the interruptions of Christmas call you to look at interruptions not as obstacles, but as opportunities. Ask God to help you see interruptions in your life as opportunities to see Him at work in new and wonderful ways in your own life. That's what Mary did. That's what Joseph did. That's what the shepherds did. That's what the wise men did. Do you realize that many of the most significant moments of our lives are not pre-penciled into our appointment calendars, already typed into our pre-planned schedules? This is true for the everyday mundane interruptions in our lives. That unexpected phone call, the chance encounter at the store, the unplanned delay in the middle of your day. These everyday interruptions may seem like inconveniences, but they may just be opportunities to see God at work if you will have the eyes to see them. This is also true for the happy, joyous interruptions in our lives. We can't schedule them ahead of time. Think about it. Who could schedule that moment you first fall in love? Who could schedule your child's first steps or your grandchild's first words? You can't put such important things in your appointment calendars ahead of time. This is also true, my friends, for those heartbreaking interruptions of life. Who would try to schedule the death of a loved one, the moving away of a dear friend, the loss of a job, a financial setback, or a major illness? These interruptions disrupt our neatly planned, tightly wrapped, well-ordered lives. But they can also be stepping stones to a new and deeper life and relationship with God. They can become some of the most profound opportunities we'll ever have to experience the presence of God in our lives as He breaks into our hearts and breaks into our lives to help us reset our priorities and to help us see what's really important. Well, unlike the little boy at the beginning of our sermon, this Christmas, you don't need a piece of paper pinned to your pants to remind you of these truths of God. All you need, God has already given you a manger, a cross, an empty tomb, a living Savior who says to you this night, acknowledge your need for God to break into your life. Invite me tonight to do just that. Look at interruptions not as obstacles, but as opportunities, says the Lord, for me to do a new work in surprising ways in your life. And yes, says your Lord to you tonight. Yes, says your Lord to you tonight. You will have moments like Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men when you're unsettled by these interruptions. But the Lord says, I will be there. And I'll be saying to you, fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy. For unto you this day I will be born anew into the circumstances and into the challenges of your life. Thank God for His holy interruptions into our lives. Blessed Christmas to you. And now may our loving God interrupt your Christmas with His joy and with His peace. In the name of Jesus, the Word who became flesh. Amen.